You're listening to Submerge, a podcast that shows the journey and evolution of subgenres in music. This episode is focused on the subgenre known as lo-fi, short for low fidelity. One of the biggest modern names in the lo-fi scene is a quirky artist known as Mac DeMarco. A vast majority of DeMarco's music sounds dreamy and easygoing, with lyrics exposing his vulnerable and emotional side of himself. Off his album titled Salad Days, Brother is a perfect example of DeMarco's take on the lo-fi feel. The synthetic sounds that DeMarco uses in his music is made with an 80s drum machine known as Yamaha RX-5. Adding in a twist to the already existing guitar and drum tracks, this machine assists him in mastering the lo-fi sound. It almost feels as if the vocals are not meant to be heard because of the level of projection, though they do complete the desired tone of the piece. Mac DeMarco, lucidly, is not the first person to have experimented with low-fidelity music. Underground artists that usually used low-quality and cheap equipment, in fact, accidentally birthed this genre. These rough recordings that were usually taped with cassettes caught the attention of many on-the-rise artists. One of them was the Velvet Underground. The original members of the Velvet Underground were the first to put lo-fi music in the spotlight. From their debut album to the end of their career, the group paved the road for this genre. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. If you close the door, the night could last. After Hours, from the group's third studio album, released in 1969, featured vocals from the group's drummer, Maureen Tucker. To never, oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Her gentle voice sings about loneliness and the yearn she has for it. Though the song was written by lead vocalist Lou Reed, Reed thought the song was so innocent and pure that Tucker's light voice would flow better. With a soft guitar strum throughout the track behind Tucker, the song almost sounds like a lullaby, exposing the more delicate examples of low-fidelity music. The Velvet Underground sound led to the music of a commonly overlooked group known as Sebado, who explored and recreated a different lo-fi sound. Sebado gained some fame back in the 90s, mainly with their album titled Bake Sale. A hit off the album, Rebound, introduces the noisier approach some took with the lo-fi genre. Rebound exemplifies the low-fidelity sound with its deeper and more serious lyrics sung by quieter vocals, a commonality throughout this genre. Heartbroken and attractive, a sad sloppy mess, looking for approval and easily impressed. Yet Sebado committed to featuring noisy percussion and guitar performances, which divided this group from those before. The software the group used impacted their sound greatly. The Porta Studio 4-track cassette recorder enriched the rougher sound of the group. Sebado added a new route to the lo-fi sound that many admired and mimicked. Neutral Milk Hotel followed Sebado's path and began producing similar lo-fi records around the same time. Sounds of older software and the practice of active dreaming impacted frontrunner Jeff Mangum greatly. Mangum's mind frequently took him to places he was not comfortable with, yet he did not stop it, which is an example of active dreaming and explains the uniqueness of the group's lyrics and album arts. Software similar to Sebado's gave off an old-timey finish to their sound that Neutral Milk Hotel respected. The group drew in fans due to their inclusion of fuzz, distortions, and imperfections in their music that was sometimes a result of the equipment. An example of this can be found off of the group's iconic album, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, on a track titled Holland 1945. Lyrics in the song make reference to Anne Frank and reincarnation,
which may sound strange to non-fans, but makes sense to those who understand the randomness of Neutral Milk Hotel. Sounds of loud drums and muted guitars seem messy and unfinished, but to the group puts the icing on the cake. But then they buried her alive one evening 1945, with just a sister at the side, and only weeks before the guns all came and rained on everyone. Now she's a little boy in Spain, playing pianos filled with flames on empty rings around the sun. Few artists following Neutral Milk Hotel copied their in-your-face and louder lo-fi style. Some approached the genre in the ways that the Velvet Underground did, the dreamier side of lo-fi. Modern-day lo-fi artists like Beck, Waves, Mac DeMarco, and Beach House act in this way. Pushing lo-fi's boundaries in opposite directions, these artists and more expand the possibilities of this genre. Though the volume of the instrumentals may vary, the faint vocals remain a constant throughout. Although there are many different approaches musicians have taken in lo-fi over time, the true sound of the genre has stayed. For WHJE Radio, this has been Emily Patton. For more stories like this, visit WHJE.com.